USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Gun control legislation front and center in the news this hour in light of the two recent mass shootings over the weekend in El Paso, Texas and Dayton, Ohio. Published reports indicate NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre reportedly speaking with President Trump after he expresses public support for a background check bill. LaPierre reportedly telling the president the legislation would not be popular among Trump supporters. Now, President Trump is reportedly open to endorsing extensive background checks. The president telling reporters earlier this week there's a great appetite for it.
Let's see if we can get something done. And Republicans want to do it and Democrats want to do it.
On Wall Street, a big rally to tell you about, the Dow gaining 371 points, the NASDAQ up 176, the S&P 500 up 54 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Democrats who want to replace President Trump in the White House calling him a white supremacist. New York's Kirsten Gillibrand, the latest candidate to call the president this. She joins O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, who call the president a racist and a white supremacist. Joe Biden telling reporters,
this president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation. His low energy, vacant-eyed mouthing of the words written for him, condemning white supremacists this week, I don't believe fooled anyone.
Now, President Trump tweeting, the Dems' new weapon is actually their old weapon, one which they never cease to use when they are down or run out of facts. Racism, exclamation point. They are truly disgusting, exclamation point. They even used it on Nancy Pelosi. I will be putting out a list of all people who have been so ridiculously accused. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A disgraced former Democratic governor could get a gift from our Republican president. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
It's making huge news in the state of Illinois.
President Trump told reporters on Air Force One that he is likely to commute the sentence of former Governor Rob Blagojevich.
President Trump alluding to the possibility of commuting the former governor's prison sentence.
President Trump might commute the sentence of this man, former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich.
President Trump telling reporters on Wednesday night he might make an announcement soon about whether he'll commute the prison sentence of the former Illinois governor who has been serving time for corruption after trying to sell the Senate seat Barack Obama vacated when he was elected president in 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And news about a very lucky dog. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
A dog survived a six-story fall from the roof of a New York building when he crashed through the sunroof of a parked car. Emma Heinrich said her two-year-old French bulldog, Winston, slipped off the roof of her Manhattan apartment building. She went down to the street and found him sitting in the driver's seat of the car. The dog received only minor injuries and was sent home after visiting the vet. Heinrich said she and her husband have offered to pay to have the car's sunroof repaired. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.